Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, once a pastor was visiting a terminally sick parishioner in the hospital. As he started consoling the patient, the sick man said, "Don't worry, Father, about where I am heading to. I have friends in both places." Dear friends, the gospel of the day, the raising of Lazarus, is a powerful teaching on the dimension of how we need to put our trust in the Lord. And we are invited to realize that there is a purpose that God has in store for us, even in the most painful situations of life. The incident teaches us a number of essential lessons for life. First, the providence of God that answers even when we do not feel His presence around us. John chapter 11, 6. We see, "So when Jesus heard that Lazarus was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was." Thus teaching us, we need to depend on the Lord at all times, even in our dark moments of life. The Lord will never abandon us, and in fact, can never leave us. Second, the slow understanding of the disciples who were with the Lord for a while and yet had not understood His ways and words. Chapter 11, verse 12, we read, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." Thus teaching us, doubts and dilemmas are very much part of one's life as a disciple. The patience of the Lord in dealing with those who are called and chosen. Third, the power of trust and hope in the Lord, even in hard and trying situations of life. Verse 27, we read, "Martha said to Jesus, 'Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God.'" Thus teaching us, as gold is tested in furnace, so our faith will be tested in the crucible of pains and sufferings. We need to put ourselves to the power of the Lord, even though we may not understand many things in our day-to-day lives. Fourth, the empathy of the Lord in sharing with the pain of humanity. Verse 35, we read, "And Jesus wept." Thus teaching us, in our suffering moments, the Lord is very much close to us and suffers with us. And in Psalms 56:9, we read, "Our tears are precious to the Lord." Fifth, the power of God's word. Verse 43, we read, "Jesus cried out in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out.'" Thus teaching us, the word which created the entire universe is given to us in the Holy Bible for us to read, cherish, and find strength. The promises given by His word will come to fruition in the due season, and no powers on this earth can diffuse or dilute it. How many are the times when we go through the struggles of life and we expect the Lord to work a wondrous deed. But when nothing as such happens, we become feeble in our faith. As Christians, the only way is the way of the cross, a way filled with pains and sufferings that would lead to the joy of the resurrection. Yes, that is what we learn from the second reading. Saint Paul loves Christ so much that he wants to share in his sufferings and even in his death, so that he may share Christ's resurrection. Yes, in all our struggles and hardships of life, let us seek to move higher in our faith and belief towards a real trust in the Lord, to advance from just professing the Lord with our lips to recognizing his power from our hearts. And thus, in every situation of life, let us with hope and trust exclaim, "Thank you, Lord, for the pain. We know there is a purpose. We know we are loved." Let us pray for this grace as we continue to take part in this Eucharistic celebration. May the Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.